This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Incessant rain obstructs 9 major road sections across the country. Passengers urged to take precautions. Labour Ministry and Foreign Employment Entrepreneurs reach agreement. Protest programs withdrawn. And 7 devotees killed in Ashok Dham Temple stampede in Bihar, India following electric pole collapse. Now the news in detail. Incessant monsoon rainfall has completely blocked 9 major road sections across various parts of the country due to landslides, road subsidence and severe river erosion. According to a notice released by Nepal Police today, severe weather hazards have forced complete closures and nighttime travel restrictions on key highway corridors. Vehicular movement along the Khurkot Nepal Thok Katunjebe Sui Sindhuli section of the BP highway was restricted overnight from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. due to flood risk, but remains open for daytime travel between 4 a.m. to 6 p.m. Likewise, traffic movement was restricted overnight in the Kanti Lokpath between 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. The Meji Highway was blocked due to excessive mud at Rajduali in Ilam Municipality, Ward No. 9. The police reports an alternative route is available. Likewise, the Arniko Highway has been completely obstructed by heavy rockfalls and debris at Iku, that is in Bhutekoshi Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2, and the road subsidence at Liping. Likewise, traffic along the Trishuli Mailung Shaprubesi section of the Pasang Lamu Highway in Roswa is disrupted after the Trishuli River eroded the roadbed at Khalte in Uttargaya Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5. Meanwhile, rain-triggered landslides and road subsidence have also completely blocked the Beri Corridor in Rukum West, Besi Sahar Manang Road in Lamjung, Beni Jomsom Road in Magdi, and the Khadbari Kimanthanka section along the Kosi Highway in Sankwa Sabha. Given the ongoing risk of landslides and river erosion in hilly and mountainous regions, the Nepal Police have strongly advised travelers to verify current road conditions before setting off and exercise maximum caution during their journeys. A formal agreement has been reached between the Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment and the Nepal Foreign Employment Association, leading to immediate withdrawal of all planned protest activities by recruitment entrepreneurs. The association, which submitted a 15-point demand list on the 7th of August, had previously announced plans to halt foreign labour deployment starting today, that is the 17th of August. The consensus was achieved during a meeting at the ministries held in the presence of Minister Ramji Yadav alongside the association's president and executive officials. During the discussion, ministry officials clarified that most of the 15-point demands address policy issues that are already integrated into the ongoing amendment process for the Foreign Employment Act and regulations. Both sides agreed to expend a maximum effort to conclude the legislative amendment as quickly as possible to ensure the foreign employment sector remains transparent, safe and dignified. Regarding other administrative concerns raised by the association, the ministry clarified that the Department of Foreign Employment will facilitate administrative processes, provided necessary documentation and evidence are submitted. Furthermore, issues unresolved at the department level may be formally appealed to the ministry. Following the agreement, the Nepal Foreign Employment Association committed to ending all pressure-oriented and protest programs effected from today itself. The Naima Nepal Mobility Expo 2026 successfully concluded on Sunday after drawing an enthusiastic total of over 180,000 visitors throughout its six-day run. Organized by the Nepal Automobiles Importers and Manufacturers Association, Naima, the premier event wrapped up significantly exceeding the organizers' initial expectation of 150,000 attendees. The final day alone recorded over 30,000 visitors. According to official figures released by Naima, the expo opened strong on its first day, that is on the 11th of August, with 29,000 visitors, followed by 26,000 on the second day, 22,000 on the third day, 31,000 on the fourth day, and reached its single-day peak on Saturday, that is the fifth day, with more than 42,000 attendees. Speaking at the closing ceremony, Naima President Ritu Singh Baite highlighted the major milestones of the event, which featured participation from over 55 brands and served as the launching pad for 53 new products. Baite stated that this expo was not just the success of an individual or single organization, but represented the collective success of Nepal's entire mobility sector. She emphasized that alongside displaying vehicles and emerging technologies, the expo prioritized knowledge creation and learning for participants and attendees alike. Expressing gratitude to all participants, Baite noted that the overwhelming public response provided immense encouragement for Naima, which was a young organization. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump's Middle East envoy, Jared Kushner, has arrived in Israel, where he's expected to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. It comes after Kushner held rare talks with Hamas to discuss the implementation of the U.S.-backed Gaza peace plan. Last month, Trump's Board of Peace said it had reached agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas and other armed group in Gaza. Last week, Israel rejected Trump's 15-point plan, which also calls for Israeli troops to withdraw and for Gaza to be rebuilt under a new civilian Palestinian administration. Eight Muslim countries issued a statement on Sunday condemning Israel's rejection. Trump leads the Board of Peace, which was created as an international organization originally intended to bring peace to Gaza, but later expanded to include conflicts worldwide. A Palestinian official told the BBC that Trump's son-in-law met a delegation led by Hamas's new leader, Khalil al-Haya, in Egypt on Sunday. In a statement, Hamas later called on mediators and the Board of Peace to compel Israel to approve the roadmap for the next steps. But Netanyahu faces a tough October election to try to hold on to power with a coalition that includes ministers in favor of taking a harsher line on Gaza. A tragic stampede at the Ashwagandha temple complex in Bihar's Lakhisarai district has claimed the lives of seven devotees and left several others injured during the crowded third Monday of the holy month of Shravan. According to official accounts, the disaster occurred outside the main temple premises when an electric pole collapsed near the waiting crowd, immediately triggering a widespread panic. Lakhisarai district magistrate Sailendra Kumar stated that the two trains had recently arrived at the nearby Ashok Tham halt, extending the queue of the devotees to the station area. When the pole fell along the men's line, a false rumor rapidly spread that a live electric wire had dropped onto the crowd. Though officials clarified that the fallen structure only contained cable wiring, the resulting rush caused severe pressure on the adjacent women's line, leading to multiple individuals being trampled within a span of 2 minutes. All seven victims confirmed dead in the incidents are women. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Incessant rain obstructs 9 major road sections across Nepal. Passengers urged to take precautions. Labour Ministry and Foreign Employment Entrepreneurs reach agreement. Protest programs withdrawn. and 7 devotees killed in Ashok Dham Temple in Bihar, India stampede following electric pole collapse. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.